The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Fitness Momentum, the radio show with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Get ready to get moving with expert tips and tools that you can use to jumpstart, maintain, or ramp up your fitness routine. Whether you're just getting started with a fitness program, ready to take it to the next level, or train up for your next 5K or marathon, we have something to offer to all levels of fitness. Now let's get started. Here is Coach Michael Merlino.
Hello, guys, and welcome to show number 6. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino. I'm a Houston-based fitness trainer and running coach, and today's show is sponsored by our friends at Run in Texas. Check out your next Houston-area race here with Run in Texas. The next one here in Houston is the Piney Woods Trail Fest on February 7th. So for a full menu of fun off-road racing here in the great state of Texas, check out runintexas.com. And before we get going on today's show, I just want to go over a few reminders for you. If you missed any of my previous shows, you can stream them on demand 24/7 on my host page on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel or from my two websites, merlinofitness.com or inflightrunning.com. Just click on the Voice America player on the website. There's a little episode finder on there. Click on the episode you want, and you can just click play and listen to it from there. You can also find episodes in podcast format on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search for Fitness Momentum. While you're there, subscribe to the show. That way you get it as they're recorded. And by all means, when you're there, rate the show and give me a review on the show. I'd appreciate that. So during today's show, feel free to send your comments to info@merlinofitness.com. And head over to the new Facebook page and like our page. That's at facebook.com/fitnessmomentum. We already have 100 likes last week. So thanks for you guys who went out there and liked the show. And I will be linking resources and articles from today's show. Starting today, we'll be linking those on the Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter at Fitness Momentum. Okay, so let's get started on today's show. A lot of things to talk about today. I'm kind of worn out, guys. We had the Houston Marathon last weekend. A great day, great weather day here in Houston for a marathon, for a half marathon, and almost all my troops made it through that 13.1 and 26.2 mile race. But today we're going to switch gears and talk all about strength training and how important that is, not only to runners, but pretty much anybody in the general population. So I'm going to attempt to pump you up today, talk about the importance of strength training, and make a strong case on why pretty much any human being should be doing it, okay? So during this first segment, we'll talk about why building muscle is so important and how strength training or weight training has evolved over the past 20 to 30 years. What's kind of hot now. Segment 2, we'll drill down deeper a little bit and talk about the many benefits of strength training, maybe some things you maybe haven't even really thought about as far as how that can benefit you. During the third segment, we'll talk about more specifically with runners. I'm always trying to give my runners a little bit of love out there. So why I think that could be the missing link to your next personal best as far as racing. And at the end, we'll kind of wrap it up and talk about how strength training almost has this anti-aging effect. I'm going to get all new age on you here, but it does slow down aging, and we'll talk about that, okay? So let's talk about strength training and what's happened, my gosh, over the past 30 years. So I'll confess, guys, I'm an 80s child. I just turned 50 this year, so I'm not a young man by any means. But, I've seen a lot of things come and go in fitness. So in the 18 years I've been a fitness trainer and a running coach, I've spent probably way too much time in gyms. So things have kind of evolved. Back in the 80s, it was all about pumping heavy weights and bodybuilding was king. I grew up here in Houston as kind of a gym rat. Even though I'm a little guy, I did a lot of weight training. I worked out in a gym here called Costa's on the northwest side of town. And that was kind of cool because it was kind of this breeding ground of local bodybuilders, including Lee Labrada, who was was just inducted into the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. So I used to watch Lee and do his crazy stuff in the gym. And in fact, we're going to try to have Lee on a future show and talk about all those crazy bodybuilding days. The new DirecTV ad with Rob Lowe, when he's got the meathead Rob Lowe, you know, the guy that's all pumped up, just gives me flashbacks of back in the day where, you know, kind of the mom and pop gyms kind of ruled. More mom and pop gyms. The gym was kind of your local hangout, man. It was like a, you know, like the Cheers sitcom where everyone knows your name. You go into the gym, and I remember I was in college at Stephen F. Austin State here in Texas. The name of the gym was The Gym. No AC, giant fans, loud rock music, just cold steel, not many machines in there. So then in the 90s, Bally's and Gold's Gym got hot. The big gym started popping up. Then in the 2000s, 24 Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, Planet Fitness. So these big, giant gyms kept popping up, and they were cheap, but they would lock into these terrible long-term contracts that would kill your credit score. Major overcrowded, and was almost, you know, sometimes it's become impossible to work out during peak hours without just tons of people in there. So along with home entertainment systems and flat screens, people started cocooning and building their own things at home. What shifted there was the fact that I think people got burned out on strength training in the gym, and they started just kind of creating their own home gyms if they had space to do it. So this is when, you know, Bowflex became a household name, even though I think most people bought that $3,000 piece of equipment and hung their laundry on it, or ended up on eBay within months. But, you know, I think all this gym burnout led to things like P90X and Insanity, which are still probably one of the most popular and soundest workout programs you can do at home. Those are created by Tony Horton, of course. And then reality television set in, like The Biggest Loser, which is not really reality training. And it helped get people in gyms, but it drove kind of that home workout thing. Like, you know, if I don't even have access to a gym, I can do it at home. So then what happened, I could see, things kind of shifted towards classes and groups. Once again, I think people burned out on the big box gyms. They shifted to home. They shifted to group classes, body pump, spinning classes got real hot. Yoga is still probably one of the hottest things out there right now, and Pilates. And then boot camps popped up, which is good and bad, because boot camps were an easy way for any person, not really a qualified fitness trainer or person, to get into that business. It was a low cost of entry. So all these boot camps popped up all over the place. They've kind of diminished a little bit. A lot of unqualified trainers jumping on that bandwagon, but still pretty popular. And then, you know, in my field with long distance running, I just happened to get into running about 14 years ago when long distance running, half marathon training got pretty hot. And people just want to be outside with other people in groups. You know, they just don't want to be in the gym all day. So triathlon got hot around the country. That stuff started happening. And then, so there's a lot of things that have come and gone in 20 to 30 years. Ironically, I make half my living teaching people strength training and the other half teaching them how to get ready for a long-distance race. And ironically, the cardio side of that, the long-distance running, has kind of overtaken the strength training side. So I'm trying to shore that up a little bit on the strength side. So I've been on a mission to kind of balance that out because I think everyone needs strength and cardio. You know, because I think you're going to truly excel with both of those, you know, and your fitness regimen. So I want to talk about what's hot now. A couple things, a lot of different trends we're going to talk about a little bit later. But CrossFit, of course, is a really big one. This has been a pretty huge phenomenon nationwide, worldwide. I'll be honest with you, and I'm gonna probably get the hate email on this, but you know, I'm just not a big fan of CrossFit. I mean, if you guys don't know what CrossFit is, it's a pretty big movement, very cult following, small box, kind of going back to the mom and pop gyms I mentioned, Olympic style lifting that's done at timed intervals, usually incorporates heavier lifting with a variety of movements that may increase your heart rate, some cardio drills and things in there. It's not for everybody. I've seen a lot of people get hurt doing CrossFit. It's just hugely popular. What I don't like about it kind of pits people against each other and puts you through a circuit of different movements, but in a way, people are kind of racing through that circuit. So you're being timed for how long it takes you to get through what they call a WOD, a workout of the day. So from that, I've seen a lot of people. I mean, there's a reason why a lot of chiropractic clinics are popping up close to CrossFit gyms, because a lot of people getting injured doing it. That's not to say not all these operations are bad. It's like anything. Any gym or any program is only as good as the coach. So there's a lot of great ones out there, you know, but some of them just, you know, aren't for everybody. I just got to warn you about that. The majority of my runners that I see that do CrossFit just, you know, get injured. So, and almost down to the person. So it doesn't really work well with endurance athletes, even though CrossFit may tell you something different. In my world, I found that most long distance runners are not going to really truly excel with those type of workouts. What is popular, and what I use a lot with my practice, is HIIT workouts, which is similar to CrossFit. It's still strength training. We cycle through different exercises and you maybe throw some cardio in there. You do it on a timed interval. I like to do 30 seconds on, 10 seconds off. Pretty peppy, pretty fast moving, sweat like crazy, burn a lot of body fat. I like to stack 4 strength training moves with a cardio move for a round and repeat that for 2 to 3 sets and then go into a second and possibly a third round. So what's great, you can do a great workout in really short amount of time, 30 minutes easily, get a really solid workout in. If you've got an hour, my gosh, you can get a great workout in. So it's really good for those people working out at home or they want to get in the gym and just take care of business or do it at home. I even do it with one-on-one clients in my practice. So works really well. You can download. I use something simply called Interval Timer. You guys can find it in the App Store for iTunes or Android. Where you can set these intervals and just hit the clock and go. With beginners, I still do count repetitions, but I've kind of gone away from counting repetitions, and I go with so many seconds on, so many seconds off. So really great workouts, and they do a great job of fat burning too, okay? So with that, we're going to just want to kind of just set the stage there. I mean, those things that are popular, we're going to get in a little bit more on that, and so I want to take a quick break. A quick reminder to check out MerlinoFitness.com for info on my strength training programs here in Houston. Also, click on the articles and tips link at the website at the very top right. You can opt into my newsletters, and I've got some great articles on strength training there. Just click on articles and tips on the website. So when we come back, I'll be getting into the numerous benefits of strength training and why it may be even more important than cardiovascular conditioning. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at MerlinoFitness.com and InFlightRunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@MerlinoFitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577. Don't just race. Run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. During the last segment, we talked about strength training and how it's kind of evolved over the past 20, 30 years, what's hot now. And I think the hottest thing right now is what I've mentioned, high-intensity interval training or HIIT workouts. So, but I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about, you know, really get into the meat of the benefits of weight training or strength training and why I think many need to be adding it to the mix to kind of maximize what they're doing with their training, whether they're training, you know, they're a runner, they play a sport, or just, you know, everyday exercise, okay? So want to start with kind of going over something that's kind of done every year. The American College of Sports Medicine every year, they look at these different trends that are happening in gyms and with trainers. So kind of interesting, this year's list, top 10, had I think 6 of the 10 things on there were related to strength training, which I was pretty happy about because that's the whole theme of this today's show. So number 1 was body weight training. Number 2 is what I just mentioned, I think is what is one of the hottest things, because I think it's really easy for most people to pull off because they don't have to spend as much time doing it, which is high intensity interval training. Number 2, 3 was educated and experienced fitness professionals, meaning, you know, people are looking for more educated professionals. Strength training was number 4. Personal training, which I would throw in there with strength training, was number 5. Then we get down to 6, exercise and weight loss. Yoga is number 7, still very hot. Fitness programs for older adults as the country ages was 8. Functional fitness, which kind of gets into strength training with balance as people age, kind of related to aging too, was number 9. And number 10 was group personal training, which makes things more affordable for a lot of people. This kind of gets into the boot camp scene like I was talking about. But so, you know, 6 out of 10 are related to strength training. And these are things that gyms are, you know, trying to market, yet I still don't, my gosh, when I ask the average Joe on the street, I still don't see too many people really embracing it. So I'm hoping all these new trends kind of kick in here so we get more people in the gym lifting weights and getting stronger, okay? Just, I want to clarify something for you guys right up front. I don't put strength training in the cross training category. Okay. Probably because I'm a running coach, cross training got to the point where it was pretty much anything. I think that strength training is so important and so essential that it needs to be in its own category. Okay. So when I'm talking about strength training today, I define cross training as anything that's cardiovascular fitness that's not the primary thing you do for cardio. Okay. So for example, if you're a runner, cross training would be elliptical trainer, swimming, biking, things like that. Strength training, totally separate category because it's so important, okay? So I want to make that clear. So as we get into benefits of strength training, we talked about this, I think, on the first show. We talked about the fitness triad, how everyone really needs to have strength training, cardiovascular fitness, and proper nutrition in their fitness regimen. But we, you know, just specifically talk about strength training. I think it's really the missing link in many exercise programs, and for weight loss, especially with females, those who are not lifting weights are really cheating themselves out of burning tons of body fat. Okay, so talking to ladies now, most of the guys were basically the only reason we picked up weights is to look good for the ladies back in high school. But ladies, pick up the weights. Start throwing them around a little bit and increase your muscle tissue. And man, you'll see if you're stuck on a sandbar and that weight's going nowhere, you'll start burning some body fat pretty quick. So you become a better fat burner because adding muscle tissue to your frame is going to increase metabolism, okay, or your ability to burn calories. It increases strength and endurance, which is big for everybody. And who doesn't need strength? And then if you have a sport like running, or my gosh, golfers can benefit from it. You know, look at what Tiger Woods has done with conditioning. You know, so strength and endurance helps with that. Increases bone density. Once again, another issue with women as they age, their bones are more brittle. So that helps with that. I've had clients in their 60s that have tested out to the bone density of an average 20-year-old. So it's never too late to increase your bone density by lifting weights. Improves your posture, which I think is huge because good posture, I think, minimizes your risk of injury when you do repetitive motion things like running. It improves blood flow. Your body will actually lay down extra capillaries and things, to nourish muscle tissue because it realizes, you know, so it's you're building more capillaries in there and better blood flow to the muscle tissue. Reduces your risk of injury. I think this is huge with runners. Those who do weight train in my group, in my marathon training group, I can tell you the ones that normally are less injured. And I just see that pretty much across the board, okay? You don't think of this with strength training, but it reduces your risk of arthritis, diabetes, heart disease. So you think of those are things that maybe just cardiovascular fitness would do, but a lot of studies have shown that it actually helps manage those other disease states too, okay? So tons of benefits. So strength training, to break it down, it's all about training hard and efficient, proper form and technique with different exercises. We're not going to really get into exercises today. We'll do that in future shows. But, you know, you tear up muscle tissue in a good way. So work the muscle, break the muscle tissue down, then it builds back up. And by doing that, you increase the girth of each muscle fiber or increase muscle tissue. And then increase your strength when you do that, so you're able to lift a little bit more. All that revs up your metabolism, your ability to burn calories, and primarily the stored things like fat that you want to get rid of. And then repeating that process, keeping that in your workout regimen, you know, every week, at least a couple times a week, and you can really go places with that. Okay. Beyond muscle building and strength, though, there's other things, other benefits, or other ways I use weight training with clients. So things you guys want to think about, obviously it's going to reduce your risk of injuries. We talked about that. But I like to balance, and weight training balances out muscular imbalances in people. So, for example, you may have your right quadricep may be weaker than your left. So with strength training, I look at those different things. I do some ISO. I may do a ISO leg extension, find out that someone's stronger on their right leg than their left. So we purposely load up a little bit more weight on the other, or we lead with the weaker leg, and then follow with the stronger leg, so we can balance those strength loads out. Opposing muscle groups, quad to hamstring strength ratio should be a 3-to-2 strength ratio. Most of us walking around this earth are 4-to-1 in favor of quad. This explains why hamstrings are always tight. Plus, we sit in offices all day, so I look at those type of things too. Are those strength ratios in check between opposing muscle groups? I'm looking at things like the stabilizer muscles. So we look at the pelvic girdle, which is huge with runners, getting all those pelvic muscles strong. We look at the shoulder girdle, which has a lot to do with upper body performance too. So looking at those things, I look at the shoulder girdle and the pelvic girdle as a part of the core. So when I'm doing core body, it's not just stomach and low back, it's shoulder girdle and pelvic girdle that we work, okay? And then balancing out lower and upper body extremities. Some people are really strong in their legs, weak in their upper body. Strength training kind of helps you kind of force that issue and become stronger across the board. Okay. Plus, I think just being strong, man, it builds confidence. You know, you just, especially, you know, with your sport or with running when you need to perform. Okay. So we break this down. It's kind of the big three with strength training: overall strength, core body, which I just mentioned. And then a lot of this is kind of training, not training body parts as much as training movements. We're using multiple muscle groups for a particular movement or exercise. This is where we get into balance and stability, bilateral and unilateral, working one leg independently, both legs, both limbs, things like that, and getting into Bosu balls and medicine balls and other body weight type things to help with balance and stability. So strength training basics, you know, I'm a big, resistance comes in many forms, so I like to use a variety. I love free weights. I've really pushed away from machine type things and gone to body weight, free weights. I use some big resistance bands or 41-inch giant bands we use. We anchor to treadmills and things like that. Those work pretty good. And I like to keep to probably a two to three set routine for most people. Runners, it depends on where they are with their season. 10 to 17 reps, and we try to work to failure or through a particular round of 25 seconds, 30 seconds, which usually ends up being anywhere from that 10 to 17 rep range, okay? With some limited rest mixed in if we're doing high intensity interval training. So with HIIT workouts, like I said, I like to go with a high intensity interval training. I like to do 4 strength training moves in a row. I throw in a cardio drill or something, kind of jack the heart rate up. I consider that's a round, and that would be set 1. We would repeat that, set 2, set 3, and then I'd have another set of 4 moves with a cardio move that would be round 2. We would do that for 3 sets. So most of my workouts are 4 strength moves, a cardio move. We roll through that whole cycle 3 times, and then I do another second and third round of 4 other movements. So it's about 12 movements total for the whole workout. Okay. So that just kind of gives you an idea of the benefits of it and just some ways to do it. One thing you definitely want to avoid is overtraining. So when you're doing strength training, you definitely want to give each muscle group about 48 hours to fully recover before you work that muscle again. So if you're doing a chest workout, you would want to hit chest the next day. You'd want to take that day off and hit it again the next day or the following day, okay, or after that. 48 hours of recovery. All right, guys, time to take a quick break. I want to remind listeners to subscribe to my free fitness and running newsletters. Once again, you go to merlinofitness.com, enter your email address, and click join. That's on the upper right-hand, upper right of the website. And you can select both fitness, general fitness newsletters, and running newsletters, okay? When we come back, we'll be discussing how long-distance runners should address strength training and how it just may be the ticket to a faster race time and being injured a lot less.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
just race. Run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com. Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. During this next segment, I want to talk about the importance of strength training for runners, primarily those training for the longer distance races like the half marathon, marathon, even ultra marathons, okay? So for many runners, you know, on the long distance side especially, finding the time to add strength training can be a huge chore because they are spending a lot of time on their feet, running, getting the miles in. So it can be a challenge doing that. But I found that the runners, you know, that do it, do strength train, do really well. Those that don't just have this tendency to kind of break down, get injured more often. And then when I ask the question, are you doing any strength training? Usually, and I'm not really exaggerating much, I would say 8 out of 10 runners that I pull, even in my group, give me the answer like, oh, yeah, I know I should be doing that, but I'm not doing it. So I think it's a way for a lot of runners to really kind of get to that next level if they would just, you know, add some of the strength training. So I'm going to give everyone some ideas on that today. As a coach, when I build my training schedule, say for the Houston Marathon, there's not just mileage on there. There's not just what pace I would recommend they run at. I kind of take more of a holistic approach. So I kind of force the issue and I tell them what days I'd recommend they strength train, what days I'd recommend that they do some cross training, which once again, cross training would be anything that's cardio that's not weight bearing like their sport of running. Okay. So, you know, I try to force that issue and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I'll just kind of give you guys a quick, you know, tell a quick story about me and kind of use myself as a case study on this, on the strength training thing. So in my younger days when I raced marathons, I'm talking probably, you know, 20 years ago, I raced faster, but you know, back then I was doing a lot of strength training. So I was lifting about 4 times a week, about 3-set routine, pretty heavy, you know, free weights. Maybe youth was on my side back then. Or just maybe that added muscle I had, 10 more pounds of it that I had 20 years ago really helped my cause and I just didn't know it. So those early marathons I ran, my personal best, it was a 3:30 at San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon, I think back in 1999, 2000. And then Chicago Marathon, Honolulu, Houston, a bunch of other major marathons. I always came in the 3:30s. It was 3:30 to probably 3:39 range, okay? So fast forward to this year, and at the age of 50, I just kind of ratcheted it up a little bit, started training a little bit more seriously, decided I got in New York, went to the New York City Marathon and ran that. And this time I thought, you know, I'm just going to go in a little bit lighter. So I backed off the weights a little bit, didn't weight train as much, went in about 10 pounds, probably lighter than I did probably 20 years ago when I started marathon training. I ran pretty well. I ran a 3:47. My goal was 3:35 to 3:40. So as you runners know, you know, that's, you know, when you're 10 minutes off your goal, you're not too happy about that. So, but afterwards it was clear to me that I just lacked the power, man. I lacked the strength, the power, not just in my legs, but my entire body to really muscle through that race and really pace out the way I wanted to. So lesson learned. Now that may be an individual thing for me. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I think you would probably agree with me that, you know, strength is always going to help your cause. So that little extra muscle, if I would even had a few pounds more of it, or I'd have been 20% stronger across the board, chances are that New York race goes down and I probably hit that goal is what I'm thinking. So now I'm kind of going back to, you know, maybe I'll go back to the old days and, you know, throw some weights around and get a little bit stronger and see what happens the next time. So, just a story on, you know, how, what I've seen there, because I'm a pretty lean guy. So the weight I lost, I know was muscle tissue because I just wasn't lifting like I was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So today I wanted to talk about the benefits of strength training for runners and just kind of make that case for you guys out there that are running, training for marathons, half marathons, that, you know, that I think the strength training will really help you, get to that new personal record. Okay. And probably faster than what you'd probably think. Okay. Many, many benefits. We talked about the benefits for the general population was for strength training, but for runners, a lot of benefits too. And all these are, I mean, I've never met a runner, guys, who doesn't want to be faster. I mean, I don't think people get up in the morning as runners and go, I think I want to be slower today. So these are all, you know, I think all these things relate to faster runners too. So you want to be a faster runner? Well, the only way you can do that is you have to be stronger to be faster. So just getting your strength up across the board. And I'm talking working the legs too. A lot of runners shy away from working the legs because I think they think that they get all this work in with their, you know, the work they're getting in with their running is really aerobic exercise. It's not anaerobic like weight training would be. So yeah, you want to sneak some leg work in there too and get the legs strong, okay? Building muscle gives you better shock absorption, okay? So think about it. Fat jiggles, muscle doesn't. Muscle's pretty solid mass. So that added muscle tissue on your frame, by adding muscle tissue and in the process of doing that burning body fat, you've got more quality tissue on your frame that can absorb more shock. So that's a huge benefit, okay? Especially with running since it's so repetitive in nature. You can prevent or minimize reoccurring injuries There's a lot of runners I work with who have had injuries in certain areas, so we go back to the drawing board and we get them stronger where I know they're weaker. And then when the rubber meets the road, guess what happens? These injuries start going away, which allows them to stay on their feet and run more, which allows them to race better, okay? So once again, strength training is going to improve strength, obviously, improve endurance. Also, you can improve stability. We talked about the pelvic girdle. So working on hip stability and strength really helps runners just with their running form and with generating power when they run, okay? It improves your pace. Strength is going to improve your leg turnover, your stride, improve your cadence, which is your foot speed. A lot of research now shows that runners that spend less time on ground contact when they foot plant are those that are less injured. The way you improve cadence is through practice, of course, but also through added strength. It delays fatigue. A lot of studies they've done on triathletes and runners have found that those who strength train can delay fatigue and muscle soreness for a longer period of time. So they can run faster for a longer period of time without breaking down, okay? Which is good if you're running a marathon. It's pretty much like what I witnessed last week at the Houston Marathon. I think it just builds confidence, like I mentioned earlier. It gives you that performance edge that we all need. You know, like if you've got to call it up and you want to bust that four-hour marathon, you can look up at the clock and say, okay, I can call it up. I've got some muscle and strength here. I'm going to call it up and I'm going to rock it and hit that threshold. More muscle tissue is more surface area where your body can store more glucose and more water. So once again, that's really huge. If you're running a marathon and you get to mile 20, you've got more square inches of, you know, you've got more area to store glucose and water, and you're going to need that come, you know, the end of a marathon or a half marathon. Running is probably the most repetitive thing I can think of doing. So technically, if you break down running, it's really a series of smooth, controlled forward hops. Hopping motion, okay, if you really break it down. So, and it's so repetitive, that added strength training really helps your tendons, your ligaments, your joints kind of handle all that load a lot better, you know, especially when you're training up for a race. What time of year, other than that too, we mentioned this earlier, but, you know, you want to get in the gym and work on those things that are weak. So, I always tell my runners, whatever's sore after a workout or a training run, say your right hamstring is sore, then that's a signal to you that you need to get in the gym and you need to do some strength training and some flexibility work with those muscles that are weaker. So use strength training as a means to get stronger where you know you've got those weak links in the body that usually rear their ugly heads and come out the other end as a running injury, for example. Okay. As far as when to weight train, I think most runners should be doing it all year round. I think now with, say, for example, here in Houston, we're going into our off season or a spring season, probably a time to get more aggressive with the weight training. So I would probably jack up the rep or the sets from 2 to 3. I would probably lift heavier in the off season. So you can kind of get a little tougher so your body can withstand the rigors of a long marathon season. Okay. Never a bad time to strength train now. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. While we're talking about strength training for runners, for those in the Houston area, I offer some outdoor strength training classes for runners. The program's called Outfit Houston, and it incorporates strength training with body weight, bands, kettlebells, etc. So we do this outside at Memorial Park and other parks in the greater Houston area. So for more information on that program, check out the website at merlinofitness.com. When we come back, I'll wrap up today's show by talking about how getting strong and building muscle can actually slow down the aging process. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need.
Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Fitness Momentum with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@merlinofitness.com. Now, back to Fitness Momentum.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to Fitness Momentum. In this final segment, I want to wrap it up by talking about how building strength and increasing muscle tissue is really anti-aging, guys. So it kind of sounds new age or kind of hokey, but it really is. I mean, the whole definition of aging technically is loss of muscle tissue. So, so strength training and keeping that muscle tissue as you age is really, really huge. Doesn't matter what age you are. So we all want to live longer and be able to be as active as we can for as long as we can. I mean, I know as a runner, I'd love to be running in my 70s and 80s if I can pull it off, like some of these guys that I saw run the Houston Marathon last week. So real important. And so I want to kind of go over some pretty cool things on this whole anti-aging thing. And first off, just kind of go over the importance of building muscle. We kind of talked about this, but great fitness guru. I think he's retired now. I haven't seen much of him lately, but his name's Covert Bailey. I don't know if you remember, this goes way back, but he used to be on those Health Rider commercials, that crazy Health Rider thing they used to, those infomercials used to run all the time. And Covert was this real quirky guy. He was an MIT grad, got interested in nutrition, became this big nutritional expert. His most famous book was Smart Exercise, which honestly, great book. You can pick it up on Amazon, best $5 or $6 you'll spend. But that book, I remember when I studied to be a fitness trainer, and you're talking about Krebs cycle, and I mean basically going back to high school biology stuff and anatomy. You know, I learned those things to get certified, but it wasn't until I read his book where I was like, "Wow, I really, really get it now." You know, I get how the body burns body fat. So, Covert has this knack of taking these everyday, very complicated things like how you build muscle tissue and why muscle tissue is important and breaks them down so the everyday Joe or Jane can pretty much figure it out. So in his book, he's got a whole chapter that he calls King Muscle, where he explains how important maintaining or building muscle tissue is. So, and in that chapter, he talks about how, you know, about 40% of a man's body is muscle. Women have less testosterone, so they can't build muscle tissue as readily as a man does. In fact, the average female has about 30 times more than the average man as far as testosterone. Their body weight is about 30% muscle tissue. So, and he talks about how muscles are just so important for metabolism or your ability to burn calories and primarily body fat. So he kind of flipped, one of these guys that kind of flipped it all on its end and said, no, muscle's king. You got to start with building muscle. Sure, you got to do cardiovascular fitness. Sure, you got to, you know, you can't live at the drive-thru at McDonald's and have Domino's come to the house all the time or you're never going to lose weight. But building muscle tissue is the key. And so I think we really need to focus more on that when we think about, you know, strength training. So in the book, he talks about how muscles are at rest or like a car that's idling at a stoplight, you know, and he has this whole analogy and he talks about, you know, when the light is red, they only burn calories, they burn very few calories, but once they're active and you got a green light, they burn a tremendous amount of fuel. So the muscles demand that every tissue in the body races to obey its command. So, you know, muscle truly is kind of the heart of metabolism or your ability to burn calories. So I thought it was really important to kind of go over that. So weight loss should really start with building muscle tissue, watching what you eat, getting rid of the garbage, and then adequate cardiovascular fitness. I could show you a lot of studies that show that some of these crazy marathoners that I coach, it's pretty flawed because maybe too much cardio creates these other stressors on the body, and balancing it out with strength training and the running could probably help a lot of people too down the road. So strength, I think, needs to be more of a centerpiece. Okay. You know, the whole definition of human aging is really the process of losing muscle. So let's face it, we all kind of shrivel up as we get older. If you look at your great-grandparents and your grandparents, a lot of them shrink, you know, because they're losing muscle tissue. And of course, their posture goes a little bit too as they age. After the age of 35, you lose about 0.5% to 1% of your muscle mass as a result of aging, unless you engage in regular physical activity to prevent that, okay? So, they've done studies on little old ladies and little old men in nursing homes with elastic tubing at the age of 80 who have increased their muscle tissue, increased their bone density, and revved up their metabolism in their 80s. So it's like never too late for that, okay? Most experts will recommend that just including a minimum of about 2 resistance training workouts a week that target all the major muscle groups, that's somewhat functional in nature, maybe some balance work in there and some other things, can help slow down that aging process and that loss of muscle tissue that I just talked about, that, you know, that 0.5 to 1% loss, okay? There was a great article in Parade Magazine, I think it was 2007. I'm gonna link to it on the Facebook page for you guys. It's a really cool article, but it talks about how exercise is the master signaling system that tells the body's cells to grow or to just fade away and die. So, and I talked a little bit about muscle tissue and, you know, your cells don't really care what choice you make. They just follow the directions you send them. You exercise and your cells get stronger, your muscles get stronger. You sit down and they basically decide to decay, you know. So great article talking about the anti-aging benefits of strength training and exercise. So we'll link to that so you guys can check that out. Sedentary muscles, they just kind of send this steady trickle of chemicals that whispers kind of to the body that, you know, it's time to die. So that's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, it's kind of morbid, but, you know, it's just amazing. When you work the body, when you make it stronger, when you strength train, your body just really pays you back in a huge way, okay? And a lot of that has now, they've proven through studies, has this anti-aging effect. So that's today's show, guys. I want to give you some homework today. So I want you to take a hard look before I leave you today. Take a look at your own fitness program. If it's lacking strength training, balance it out. You know, add some in there. If you need help, go find a trainer. Find somebody, you know, that can help you through this process or get started. Join a boot camp, something to get you going. Anyone can do it. I've trained kids, from kids to 80-year-olds, to do it. So it's not really a big deal. Some great books I mentioned, Covert Bailey, Smart Exercise Today. You may want to pick that up. Another great book I love, a guy I studied with in Dallas when I was studying to be a trainer, Everett Auberg. It's called Muscle Mechanics, a great book that kind of shows you how to strength train properly. Real good book. Reminder that if you have any questions and comments on today's show, you can email me at info@merlinofitness.com. Visit my Voice America page for links to follow me on social media or sign up for my free newsletters. You can also check my websites out at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. So thanks for tuning in today, guys. We hit a lot on strength training. We'll do a lot more in upcoming shows, dig a little bit deeper. But remember, it's always a good day to start a running or exercise program or get more serious about strength training and building some muscle. Here's hoping today is your day to kick off a program, recommit to your fitness or your running goals, or knock down a solid workout. Have a great weekend and week ahead. I hope you join us next week on Fitness Momentum. Take care, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Fitness Momentum with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Be sure to check us out again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great weekend and a healthy week ahead.